The Central College football team improved to 2-0 with a 38-13 victory in Bloomington, Illinois, Saturday over Illinois Wesleyan University. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we'll have highlights from our live broadcast on 92.1 KRLS, and we'll catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Tucci Stadium in Bloomington, Illinois for non-conference football featuring your Central College Dutch and the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan University. Jay Lemonager is a left-handed quarterback. He runs a play-action fake, fires out to the near side, nearly tipped, it is intercepted by Cameron Bannister on the double tip drill. And now Bannister bottled up at the 20, but after picking off St. Olaf three times a week ago, the Dutch get one on their first possession of the game today.
Trevor, we came to a football game and a volleyball game broke out.
Third and goal for Central at the Illinois Wesleyan 2. 8:58 remaining in the first quarter. Hoffman out of the pistol, takes a snap, wants to throw, fires to Coble into the end zone. Touchdown, Central! Nick Coble, a 2-yard grab, and Central's out to a 6-0 lead. Central stopped on goal to go. Now the field goal team on. Logan Sunvold boots through a kick just as close as an extra point. It is up and it is good. The 20-yard Logan Sunvold field goal has given Central a 10-0 lead. Here's a third and one. Lemonager rolling out to the left, throwing to the left. Incomplete as Reese Miller closes and jars it loose from Anthony Hernandez. Fourth down. Central with the offense on the field on fourth and goal from the Illinois Wesleyan 9-yard line. Keegan Glover in the shotgun sends Ryan New in motion with 1:10 to go in the first half. Glover takes the snap, looks to throw, fires to the end zone.
Nice catch.
Caught! Touchdown Central! Ryan New, a 9-yard score! Herbers in motion, looping back behind Hoffman, who takes a snap, now throws back left. Herbers makes the catch to one and spins into the end zone. Nice. Touchdown, Central. It's 23-6 Dutch. RPO over the middle. Hands catch is made for the first down. Still fighting, and it's taken away.
Touchdown.
What a play by Austin Burns. He just picks the pocket of the receiver, Capek, and takes it all the way in. Touchdown, Central.
Wow, what a play. The receiver got hit a couple times and didn't go down, and suddenly Burns was running the other way with the football. He just took it right out of his hands.
Lemonager to throw, steps up under pressure, lost the ball, it bounces right back to him.
Then he lost it
again, and Central recovers at the 25-yard line. It's the fourth takeaway of the game for the Central College defense. And it's PBR Reed Packabear with the pigskin. It's now first and goal at the one for Central. After a pair of pass interference penalties in the end zone, it resets to first down. Glover sends Cam Schulte in motion, takes a snap. Glover keeps it himself, and he ducks into the end zone. Touchdown Central, four takeaways, four touchdowns, 37-13 Dutch.
Potentially last play, depending.
Lemonager steps up, rolls out left, being chased by Bacall. Fires!
Battled!
Interception! Josh Dennison picks it off, and the fifth takeaway of the game will seal it with 6 seconds to go. Central 38, Illinois Wesleyan 13.
We're catching up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin following a 38-13 victory over Illinois Wesleyan week 2 non-conference action. Coach, in a bit of a homecoming, congratulations on the victory. First thoughts on your team's play today.
Well, I think that we did a lot of really good things. I think this was a good win for us. It was a hard-fought win, but I thought defensively, you just look at how well we stopped the run, and we knew they were going to try and run. They're a team that has a lot of starters back, and I thought that we were very effective in that area. I thought we did a good job in the passing game also. We create a lot of turnovers. Going into halftime, I was like, that's about as good a first half as we could hope to play on defense. And then we came out in the second half, and other than that first drive, I thought that we were very opportunistic opportunistic, and we still did a great job of getting the ball back to the offense. And I thought offensively we were opportunistic. We made some plays. I thought our game plan was really good. We took advantage of some matchups. But there were times where we had to be pretty gritty and kind of fight through some things. And we did. And like I say, we were able to kind of be somewhat patient because we had a really good defensive game going. And so overall, I thought that was good. I was happy with our coverage and the punt team was good. And there's some other areas in special teams, though, we're going to have to shore up. And, I think that we can get better there. And, you know, we need to get better everywhere, but we definitely need to get better on special teams.
You forced 5 turnovers and you scored 4 touchdowns. The only reason it might not have been 5 is the last one came with 6 seconds to go. So taking the ball away and scoring points off of that.
Yeah, and we did a good job in the red zone. We were 5 of 5 there. And, you know, really about the only time we had a chance to score some points that we didn't was that missed field goal. I feel good about it. It was a pretty balanced attack. We ran the ball good at times. And, you know, even if it doesn't look like it statistically, I thought that we were very effective in the running game at times. And passing-wise, I thought that we did some good things also and took advantage of some opportunities. And I thought our receivers stepped up today. They made some big catches. We had fewer drops today than we did last week. And so that was nice to see those guys improve as well.
And keeping it on the defensive side, you talk about your great job against the run game. Even in the passing game, they threw a lot of short passes. I thought you guys did a great job getting out, tackling, and keeping those to short gains as well.
Yeah, you know, really, I thought that Coach Shepard had a very good game plan. I thought our guys executed well. I do think that our guys, I think we've got good speed. You know, we keep track of monitor a lot of things about our athletic performance, and we use this thing called the catapult monitor. And through the preseason, we were about a mile per faster per unit than we were last year during practice. And why that's important is you look at typically in a game, you're a mile an hour faster than you are in practice. Well, if you look at it that way, we were basically practicing this whole year at game speed last year. So we're faster as a unit defensively and offensively. But I think that shows right now. I think we're getting places well. You know, defensive line, you know, they're kind of a young group, but they're really good about getting after it, and then we've got some depth there, so that helps us a lot.
A couple more minutes with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin talking Central College football after a 38-13 win over Illinois Wesleyan. After 500 yards a week ago against St. Olaf, under 300 yards of offense today, you kind of mentioned earlier a little bit of that as the product of the flow of the game, but any concerns offensively today, things you want to shore up this week in practice?
Well, I mean, you know, you want to take a step from last week to this week. I think we did a better job of taking care of the ball. I think we did a better job of making catches. I think that we need to, we had a couple things that kind of slowed us down a little bit. But I think that we have to continue to find ways to be effective of just like, you know, running the ball where we want to run it, how we want to run it, and cleaning up a few things there. When we got it down there, we punched that sucker in and at the end of the game, and we needed to do that. And some of the yards are a little deceptive because we received a number of turnovers inside our own 50. So you've got a short field now. You have a short field, you score pretty quickly on a lot of those, a couple of those drives went pretty quick, and then the defense is back out there again playing defense. So they're going to see more plays, but, you know, we were able to get stops and stop drives pretty quickly. We had a number 3 and outs, and I thought that was really good. I don't know how we did. I can look on third downs, but I think we were pretty effective on third down conversions. Yeah, they were 5 of 13, so I think we were pretty good there, and 1 of 2 on fourth down. So I thought that we did a pretty good job, and we won time of possession, and that's probably not something we say a lot at our place.
Well, you were at this field 30 years ago as a defensive line coach, and I got to experience just a few minutes of some of your old guys coming up. What does it mean to come out with a victory here against your old team?
Well, I mean, it's great. I told our guys, like, this isn't about Jeff McMartin. This isn't about, you know, any kind of a homecoming in that sense. We needed a week 2 opponent. They did too. And in some ways, I really don't like playing like the DePauls and the Illinois Wesleyans and that, because I've had a really good life. I've had a really good career of coaches I've worked for, and I've learned so much from Coach Ash and had such a good experience the 2 years I here, not only with him but everybody else that I worked with here and everybody else that I coached. And I grew up a lot, you know, as a coach here, and I got my first job here. I mean, I needed a job, and I was really thankful that Coach Ash hired me and gave me that opportunity. And also, just even working in residential life, there's a a lady here named Darcy Greeter, who was just fantastic in student life and taught me a lot about leadership as well. And so, you know, those things are really special and good and fun to think about now. But, you know, really this whole week was really about playing our best, improving. I want our team to win for our players. You know, this isn't about me. It's really about those guys. And I want to see them have success. And when we can come away with a win playing like we did, they need to feel good about themselves.
Lastly, Coach, quick look ahead to the home and American Rivers Conference opener against Coe next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a battle. You know, I think that they're a really good football team. They're really well coached, and they've got a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. They're going to make it really tough for us, and so we have more work to do, more improving to do, and we need to figure some things out. But you know, we want to have a good week of practice. These guys have a good work ethic, and they're going to play hard. And I think that's about what we can ask for.
All right, enjoy this one, Coach. See you next Saturday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Yep.
All right, that's Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score on Saturday here in Bloomington, Illinois: Central 38, Illinois Wesleyan 13.